Formal meeting order. It's a the Board of Selectmen is in the process of and have been in discussions of examining the first selectman's salary, been to subcommittee and been discussed and had brought forth some proposals that we wanted to share with the public. With the intent of we wanted feedback from the public for your comments, your ideas before any final decisions are made. And that's what this is about. And this is for us to hear your questions, your comments. On the screen is, you'll see the what the subcommittee chaired by Gwen discussed, came up with, and used as a basis to bring forward. If I can share those numbers, if you'd like, and then Glenn, you can, and it was a range, it was a salary range. They have a 30 to 50,000. That was the range for discussion. And Glenn, if you'd like to go over some of the data that you utilized.
So I just thought maybe we should provide some more historical context for folks that are here. So sure. This started over a year ago.
Well,
when, longer than that.
Yeah, well, a while ago. So yeah, over a year ago, when members of the public came and presented this idea to the then Board of Selectmen, I think that predated when I was on the board.
It was
and I
previous,
was in the audience, right? And so month after month, this idea was presented to that board with various iterations of what proposals could be, including salaries that were much higher than the range that was just listed to you. Some data was provided by Jim Aldridge to the board with comps from all over the state, right? And as well as ideas for consideration around potential benefits that might be provided to the first selectman. Ultimately, we requested additional data from the town, from towns that might be more comparable than the ones that were shared with us by Jim Aldridge, so that we could get a feel of what those comps were. And I believe that is what the subcommittee was looking at. So just to give like a bigger, broader picture of what got us to this point, this wasn't something that was originally spearheaded by the Board of Selectmen, but it was brought to the board by the public initially. And that's the reason that this subcommittee was formed.
And in one bit of more history, it was actually brought forward towards the end of the previous administration, and
and the
decision was made then because we're changing to a seven-member board to bring it forward, and we felt it would only be fair that a larger group discussion would be more appropriate. So that's why it is with this board right now, and thanks for the other history.
Yes.
And I don't know if Tim White is still our intern or is he a former intern at this point?
He's still
okay. Tim White, intern, did a lot of data collection, and we asked him to look at similarly sized towns and towns with a similar form of government, which would mean town administrator and part-time first selectman. And I was quite surprised to see that there are very few with the similar.
Is there a page you should scroll
to? Actually, if you could go to the February, back to the January 27th charts.
Okay.
Let's see. It'd be table.
Right,
it'd be table six, I think, is the most relevant. Table six is the one that shows first selectman salary, but you know, the only thing it doesn't show is which ones are part-time and which ones are full-time, but I'd made notes on them to so I know which ones are full-time and which ones are part-time. And what I found was the only truly comparable town is Columbia, that has a town administrator and a part-time first selectman. And the Columbia first selectman is paid a little bit over 26,000. other towns that have for part-time first selectmen are the salary range is sub. I'm just going to throw out some numbers here. Barkhamsted, 65,000. Beacon Falls, 62,000. Bethlehem, 57,000. Bolton's is at about 18,000. Colebrook, 50,000. Scotland, 47,000. Willington, 75,000. So the average of all of those is about 45,000. This is based on Tim's collection of information. He breaks it down in lots of other ways also. So when this committee was talking about what should we do about this, we did come up with a range, as Bob said, and the summary of what the committee came to, the agreement, or the recommendation is that yes, the salary should be increased. And the reasons for that are to make it a position that more people will be interested in pursuing. If the person has another job, it would partially compensate the person for time taken away from the primary job. Data from other towns with part-time first selectmen show that Bolton's salary is low. An increase would reflects a different way of thinking about the position, that because it takes between 10 and 30 hours per week, which was derived both from the current first selectman and a prior first selectman, Pam Sawyer, who both said they spent about that same number of hours per week, and it requires the person to be on call constantly. And the rate is supposed to be high enough to entice new candidates to want to take the position, but not so high that candidates expect it to be a full-time job. So the recommendation of the committee is to talk about a salary increase that would be in a range between 30,000 and 50,000 with no accompanying health benefits or pension benefits, which was also a discussion that we had. So
that's good. Thank you, Gwen. That really sums up where we are at this stage of the game. And this evening, we'd like to have your input and like to keep your comments to 3 minutes if possible. And I'll keep my timer out so that everyone can. Yes. Before you give us your comments, we'd like you just to give you your name and address so that our secretary can make that part of the record. So with that, yes, ma'am.
Sandra Piron, 37 Brandy Street. I'd like to start by asking that the records of this subcommittee be changed to recognize my full legal name, which is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, Pirog, P-I-E-R-O-G. I noticed when a schedule of prior salaries appeared on the screen prior to the meeting that my name was listed as Sandy, which is not my legal name, and my last name was misspelled in several years. I'd like that corrected, please. Secondly, when do you anticipate this salary change would happen?
We carried it in this year's budget.
In July 1.
Yep.
Yes.
I'd like to know how many meetings out of town the current first selectman attends.
Probably one every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. When I was first selectman, my salary barely covered my mileage. So I do support a small increase. I think 50,000 is egregious. We have a full-time administrator who is here every day full-time and can handle minor emergencies, and perhaps Jim does an excellent job with major emergencies. So, and our townspeople voted to continue with an administrator at the last charter revision. So an increase to 30,000, I think, is entirely reasonable. Will probably cover expenses that are not reimbursed by the town, but I think 50,000 is taxing the people too much for the services rendered. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, for your comments. And for those listening, she also served as first selectman, so she has a working background of, from which she speaks. Anyone else? Jim?
Sorry, I'm here a few minutes late.
You have to name and address, please?
Yeah. Still, I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes late. I just came from the dentist.
Oh.
Jim Aldrich, 35 Hanover Farms Road, Bolton. I serve on the Charter Commission with Gwen and five other concerned citizens. I've been here several times. And I appreciate Sandra did an awesome job when she was first select person. One thing I've done for 20, 30 years is try to recruit people to elected office, and that job's going to be pretty difficult. And I strongly support a raise much bigger than what you're proposing for the first selectman. And I don't mean to diminish the role of the town administrator either. There's a huge need for a person of the people to be a leadership and go many functions other than the core meetings. They want to put solar panels in Manchester. Somebody had to go represent the town. Rod went there. One of the guys in the fire department, who's a janitor, passed away. First selectman came to the man's funeral and wake and stayed there for half the day. The job's extensive. We need someone, that's, in my opinion, to do the job and do it well. We've got to put in 30 hours a week. I don't want to belabor it, but I strongly support $50,000. I think that's a minimum. I wish you were offering something for healthcare pension, but I think $50,000, top person in the organization normally gets a much greater pay than the average working person. This doesn't even put on parity with most full-time workers in the town. Thank you.
Anyone else? Is anyone who is online wishing to speak, if they would raise their hand if they can, or right now, there's only two I can see. If you'd like to speak up, I don't see a hand. Do you see a hand up there?
No.
Okay.
Somebody else. Yes. Hey, Bob, this is Ron Carboni. I'm just listening. I'm at 15 Pitch Mountain Road Extension.
Repeat your name again so she, our secretary, can get that.
Sure. This is Ron Carboni, 15 Birch Mountain Road Extension.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm new to the discussion, but the topic is worthy, and it's the first of, I've heard some of the details. I guess I feel that Jim Aldrich mentioned there is a lot involved in this job, so I think it's kind of a, from a public point of view, what's the performance of the administrative side, and what is the compensation that a person that performs that job? And certainly the job description that Jim alluded to is rather large and broad, and it's hard to put a salary value to it, as people can do in business. So it's kind of a bit of a tough one to get your arms around. I don't think anybody would object for compensating the voluntary work that everybody does in our town and other similar towns, although you mentioned that. Are there other towns that are doing all voluntary service? It might be interesting to know, but and how well do they manage? And the flip side is, what's the downside if we continue as we are and we don't compensate our public representatives and officials in a reasonable manner in order to gain the best we can from, you know, managing the town? There's a lot to be done, a lot to look at. And I know you guys work hard to do it. So it's a little bit hard to get your mind and think about all the different things that take place. And I don't know if we can narrow it down and say the salary represents this, because you could always say you go either beyond it, or you, if, and maybe there's a regard that you say, well, it wasn't enough in terms of performance. If the performance went beyond what was expected and paid for, or versus what was not, vice versa. Anyway, I just gave my 2 cents, just being just to listen in and hear this discussion. The first I heard that this was going public, And I'll stop there. I think you kind of get my sense. The only thing I was finding confusing is that the agenda didn't kind of explain this very well when I looked on the public site. So I was mentioning that to Casey Cannon, who is coordinating all this. It just didn't realize that there'd be this kind of follow on the same call number or meeting number and so forth. It's just a little bit confusing. So maybe we could do a little bit better in terms of announcing this kind of activity. And the fact that you had mentioned, I didn't realize it was already budgeted into the town's next budget. So that was kind of new information. Didn't realize that this was already gaining that kind of momentum in being incorporated in the budgetary work. At least if I got that correctly, I don't know if I got that right, but that's what I thought I heard. So yeah. Anyway, just to mention that, a couple of things, comments from one of the residents.
Yep. All right, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate your comments, and they'll be duly noted. And we do apologize if you weren't able to get the proper information off our website. And I'll move on to
this was supposed to today.
Just the announcement of the meeting.
Oh, just the announcement.
Yes. Just the announcement. Yes.
Mary Tribune, 40 School Road. I think if there is any type of increase for the salary, I don't agree with a large increase. I think it, 25,000 maybe is my thought. There should be requirements if there's going to be any increase in the salary, as far as meetings, as far as attending CCM meetings or CROG meetings, or required increase. I'm assuming required hours here at the town hall. A lot more parameters and ways that the public can actually figure out if we're getting our bang for our buck. Is there any way if somebody gets elected to this position and has, what is it, a four-year term? And what if the public is not satisfied for what we're paying, for what we're getting out of it? What recourse does the public have?
You don't vote the next time.
Right. But in the meantime, somebody could be in that position and do a minimal amount of work and get that amount of money. So that's what I'm saying. I think there should be more type of requirements, parameters, and review before the next election. That would be my concern. And I wouldn't be, obviously, definitely not for any type of benefits of any sort, because I think that would be really saddling the town with, every 4 years you're going to have somebody different possibly come in, and you're going to give them lifelong benefits. I don't see that as being prudent at all for the residents of this town, especially since, as it is, we have, everybody says we have relatively high mill rate. We have trouble passing the budget on the first time often. So the fact that you did already put it into the budget for this year is, I agree with Ron, it's quite surprising to me since it hadn't even been presented to the public yet. But I think there should be a lot more, as I said, requirements and ways that the public can judge what we're actually getting for that amount of money.
Thank you.
Can I clarify something?
Sure.
So I do want to clarify that there is a placeholder in the budget, that the final budget that's going to referendum has not been decided on. The public hearing is tonight and the finance committee meets directly afterwards, and it is at the discretion of the finance committee to choose whether to add or remove chunks of money out of the Board of Selectmen or Board of Education's budget.
Can I ask what the placeholder amount was?
I don't think we ever established it. I think it was between 30 and 50.
Yeah, I think it was 30. I think
there were other things in the line item.
I think it was 50 minus the existing salary. 30,
yeah, yeah, so
50 minus 17.
32-ish. For the addition.
Yes.
I want to clarify a couple of things.
Barry, we don't need your name and address.
21 Cook Drive.
Thank you.
When you showed that number six column, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Is none of those towns have town administrators?
Yes. No, I don't think. I think the only one that had town administrator and part-time first selectman.
Yeah.
I think that's See, this chart that didn't break it down the way I was trying to look at it. Okay, there was Columbia on table six, Andover has a part-time first selectman and a town administrator. Bolton and Columbia.
Come up with an average salary of those towns. One of those towns got 100,000.
Yeah, the average of table six, the salary is 67,000.
Do you want me to scroll down?
No, are you good? Is there a median there too, or just an average?
Looks like there's just an average.
So the average was far higher than the numbers that were considered.
And these are towns with populations less than 7,500.
Well, and a lot of these have full-time first selectmen. So where the first selectman is the person running the town all the time.
They have a full-time first selectman. They probably do not have.
They do not have a town.
Right.
No,
they weren't there. So there's table, what table? Table one, can you scroll up to table one, shows you who has town administrators or town managers in addition to who run on a first selectman town meeting model.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go back far enough trying to find data. I didn't realize this was from February. And when this meeting was published, put on the website, there was no data published at all. And a couple other things that I think maybe more people need to be aware of is that there are, now there's an opposite. At one time, there were three major boards, Board of Ed, Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen. The only people that have been paid are Board of Selectmen. Nobody's getting rich in this town on any of these boards now. And I'm not saying that First Selectmen probably just deserve more. But in the past, when we did vote on raises for selectmen, I thought it carried over, didn't take effect until the next board was put in.
No.
I don't believe it happened.
No. It happened with each budget process, whether they did or didn't, with each budget year. So, every budget year.
Right. And the other one is that the board of selection is elected by the town people. I think the town people are voting. Should have a say in whether it's raised or not. I don't think it just should be up to the board of selectmen. I think the members of this town should be able to vote either at a town meeting or at maybe at a referendum on salary raises for the board of selectmen.
Has that ever been done before?
No.
Okay. But you're talking more money than yourself.
Right.
I mean, I know it's in the big pot, it's not a lot of money.
Do we have an idea of how we got to the current salary for the first selectman? I know like every year or in some years, the board votes for the next board to get a COLA increase based on usually the unionized contracts. But I don't know the history of how we got to
If you look back, and Sandra, if you look back as well, it was a just a small percentage increase year after year. It was never, if you will, a parity adjustment, at least during into my time, and Sandra, not during your time either. So, and that's a pretty good gap. Pardon me?
It didn't happen every year.
Well, that was ancient history.
I know.
I'm just being sad, but you're right. I was there, and some years there weren't, and other years there were. I mean, it depending on what was the board's decision each year.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comment, please? Yes.
I have a question. So was there any discussion about the fact that this is an elected position,
mm-hmm.
and there's no skill set that has to come with this position to do this job at all? So I'm just wondering, is there something that we need? Do we need more time assistance to the town manager? Do we need to get some of this work done? Because that's my only question. It's a question.
May I? I'll try and answer it in this format. I'm Bob Moore. Oh, you. All right. All right. Put in perspective. What's the qualifications we put forward for a person running for governor? Zero. Nothing. It is. You run as a candidate based on. I'm going back myself, on. Particularly in a small community, because there's something about the community, about how it's being run, what you wish to accomplish, what you think is not being accomplished, and you want to be a part of in guiding this thing through. And if you look back over the histories, the number of people who've sat in that position, we've all done things a little differently, but every person who sat in this position, we've known at least for the last 30 some odd years, even more, we've known them, they all had one thing in common. They all were there because they wanted to do something to benefit the town. Now, what's their skill set? Every person who ran for that position had a different background, totally different. Barry ran against me, and we had different, Sandra and I had different, totally different, you know, skill sets, and that goes down the line. So it really is the person themselves. And it could be a plumber, it could be an attorney,
or an electrician.
I'm saying it really, you can't, number one, I don't think it'd be proper to say you have to have a skill set. That would mean that someone who, if you will, went to high school, never went to college, never took anything else, but became a very successful business person. That's his skill set. It's not an academic skill set. It's not anything else. It's their, what they can do and how they can do it. And that's my answer, best I can give it for you. I don't know if anybody else would like that.
I don't think what Rhea said was in disagreement with that. I would say she didn't say they need to have a specific education. She said skill set, which could mean that you accrue that skill set in any way to get to that point in your life, just right. To be clear.
And I'm sorry, what was her name?
Rhea, R-H-E-A, Klein, K-L-E-I-N.
And the person before that, he sounded kind of muffled. Could I get his name again?
Barry Stearns. S-T-E-A-R-N-S.
Thank you.
I always forget the last S. Anyone else?
Yeah. Ron Carboni like to speak again.
No, we'll wait until everyone here has had a chance and then
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell.
Another opportunity. I'll call on you. Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. I am Royce Aronson.
Please name your name and address.
I am Royce Aronson. I'm going there.
All right.
And I live at 149 Brandy Street.
All right.
So I thank you for the opportunity to speak too. I wanted to second everything Mary said. I completely agree with down to I think the compensation amount. And I guess questions I had too were more on the transparency of the process too.
Yeah.
So my wife and I were both trying to figure out any type of preliminary information to kind of ascertain why this increase is warranted. You know, there's a particular justification that comes with this, and then also kind of get a better understanding for why now. It's a position you ran for relatively frequently. The compensation amount was clear. What warrants the change now?
First of all, let's make something perfectly clear. This is a salary based on the position, not the person here. And since a discussion began long before the current first selectman was elected. So let's put this thing in perspective. Now let's not make this a political issue, because if you do, you're dealing with someone who will not allow you to do that. What we are talking about is an issue about proper compensation for what the job entails. And that's what this is about. And why now?
Bobby, can I add a little color?
I'll just want to comment. Why now is because you can ask that question this year, next year, the year after. That's just avoiding the issue. Now is because we began working on this issue 2 years ago. And it took us this amount of time to get it to this point. That's why right now.
Okay. And then, so from a new resident, how, you know, is there anywhere besides having the in-person historical knowledge that I would be able to, you know, is there a prep packet for this meeting or anything that, you know, that, I mean, I guess there is, right? So to a certain extent, why is this not publicly available without being in person to this meeting?
It is publicly available.
After the fact.
No, it was publicly available before on the town's website for the two subcommittee meetings that the board held specifically for this purpose. Those were public meetings. They were publicly advertised. And that is where this information came from a meeting in January and a meeting in February.
I'm not going to argue with it now, but I couldn't find it before.
Or at least it wasn't clear where to look for it. Like, I think, and I'm
speaking out of turn. No, we need your name, please.
My name is
I'm sure it's the same address.
My name is Ellie King.
Yes, thank you, Ellie.
149 Green Street. I guess my only comment is that, like I just found it confusing to try to find, like, this stuff. Like, I'm new to town, and, like, I feel like I would support a modest increase, but like I don't feel like I have enough knowledge, and I was confused about even this meeting, like what time to show up and like when were you going to go over this. Like, I just found the whole thing very confusing, like, as a new person.
I don't know if anyone's asking me to comment, but I will say that sometimes it can be confusing to understand the processes. I know that when I was not on the board, I didn't really understand how everything works. Like, you all had attended a meeting before and learn that the public comment, if you're not on the agenda, we can't interact. And that's not us not wanting to interact. It's just the rules, so that we have rules and guidelines. And so it can be frustrating when you're just learning how the processes work here. And, you know, it is available, but how would you know that, right? And now the next time we will, but I do understand that sometimes if you haven't gone through these processes before and you're new to it, that it's hard to find it. But it is, it's not a private company. It's, you know, that there's certain processes in place. I don't know if that's eloquently put, you know, there's just certain ways that things are done. And unfortunately, there's no way to know it until you stumble and figure it out.
Yeah. And I almost wonder if that's why there's not that many people here.
And if you think like, if we contacted everybody in the town about every little thing we talked about, it would be insane. So, you know, that's why I think that's why there's like certain policies. It can be tough.
That's not a good excuse.
I came here and asked for a copy of the budget, which I got a copy of the budget, but I didn't get a copy of this. I don't know. So, because that's what it said on the website. It's like, if you want information about the meeting, you have to come in person during normal business hours. So, like, time off work, come down here to get the paper. I just find it all right.
Sorry, could you repeat your name? Was it Ann Haynes?
Ellie King.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know where I got that.
Go ahead. Okay. He's going to yield to you, Barry.
If this had been put on the website, when this meeting posted on the website, that would solve all your problems. This should have been on that website. And I expect to see tomorrow that it is on the website. So the people can then see where a public hearing was. It's a public hearing. It's not a public hearing.
It's public information.
Correct. And this should have been on the website. So that's where people go now to get information. Because there's no longer any news coverage or anything.
That's true.
So I said that my computer was on. And look at the price. I didn't know. I didn't go back to February. Never thought of it. But I thought when I walked in here tonight, I would have something like this. If you had to put it together, which is good. But it should now. It should be on the website now.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry. Anyone else before
Bobby?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl.
I know I'm all in black, it's hard to see. Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Udin, U-D-I-N, at 31 King Drive. It does say it's a public hearing on the notice. I don't know of anyone who gets double their salary. What's posted now is 15, 18, 18, and you're talking about doubling it. We've been hard pressed to make our budgets as it is. And being on a fixed income, retired, I just got a notice from the town assessor that my house has been reevaluated up because of, well, whatever. Anyway, it's going to be hard pressed for people to make that. And to see a doubling of any elected official's salary by this board or the town to okay that. And I'm hard pressed to support that. Whoever it is.
Thank you.
You guys do a wonderful job. You donate a lot of your time. Because you make such a small amount of money, we are a small town. We're trying to get money. We have a building that's just being torn down. We take years to decide things. We take 30 years to decide what's happening at the senior center, and 30, 40 years, 100 years to do what's this town hall. This is pretty quick.
Well, I don't think 3 years is pretty quick.
But 4 years.
For something, how long did it take us to get sewers, Bob? Because people weren't all up for sewers until we got, like, the state finally came up with the money and said we got, and it still took years to do it. I think 2 years is a pretty quick time. I think people need to see this physically as well as on the website. That's my opinion.
Thank you.
I'll shut up.
I'm trying to get everyone who hasn't spoken. Richard, do you want to have a comment?
Sure. I appreciate that. So for the record, Richard Hague, 139 Vernon Road, here in town, of course. You know, one of the things that I want to point out, and I just want some clarity first, in regard to the comment earlier that the salary raises for the Board of Select people is based upon COLAs. I never remember that being the case, Bob.
Sorry, not Cole. Is the in line with we typically in line with the contracted salary increases for unionized employees?
For what unionized employees?
Supervisors.
Okay.
So they're pretty similar, you know, across the board. But yeah.
Okay. I
apologize for.
No, that's all right. I'm just trying to make sure that I understand what was really intended there, as far as that goes. Bob mentioned that he's been working on this for 2 years. I've been working on it for four. With this guy here and that lady sitting right to the left of Bobby. And we were fortunate enough or privileged enough to be selected to go, to be asked to go participate in a charter review, which is required by the town of 10 years, as everybody knows. And we had many conversations over many, many evenings in regard to how the actual government would be formed in this community, back all the way to Adam Teller, who was advocating for a town manager. Now, the town manager type form of government would, and we did all the salary comparisons between a town administrator, a town manager, a strong first selectman, a weak first selectman, a strong mayor, a weak mayor. We looked at all these throughout the whole state of Connecticut. And we made phone calls and we brought people in to have conversations with us about how it worked in different communities, Columbia being one of them. Regardless, we all decided as a group in the end that maybe this was the, let me rephrase that. We voted in the end that this was maybe something that should be taken up with the Board of Selectmen, because I don't think we had consensus, true consensus, on what was going to transpire here. So we've been advocating, or I've been working on this at least with Jim, and for the last 4 years. So I don't think it's something new. All those meetings were open to the public. A lot of people, we went way out of our ways to invite people to these meetings. So that was that was part of the overall process. You know, I'm a newbie in this town. I've lived here 29 years, and I'm I want to see some growth. And one of the things that I see happening here, and one of the reasons that I'm advocating for this evening, is that because of all the time and the commitment that it takes in order to do, you know, just let me give you an example. I was asked to be involved with a demolition piece on the Notch Road facility. So I showed up down there one day and to help facilitate some of the bidders, the process. Rodney was there the whole time. Our town administrator was there the whole time. And there was a group of other folks there. That's just one little tiny example. Sandy, I know that you can speak to this because, you know, you've done it and you've lived it. And so, you know, everybody says, oh, it's 10 or 12 hours a week, but it isn't 10 or 12 hours a week. It's 20 or 30 hours a week. And, you know, and some weeks are better than others, but obviously you've got to be able to make some sort of a wage that is, you know, I don't want to even say respectable, but a little bit more commensurate with what's going on around us. Maybe that's the real thought behind it. You know, if you went into a town manager form of government, the town managers today, I think the average salary was almost $200,000. So, I mean, you know, we're a little community here. This is, you know, since I've lived here, I don't think the population's gone up 200 people.
It's gone down.
Okay, or down, up and down, but it's always within that range. So, you know, that's one of the things that you have to take into consideration when you consider what type of government you're going to select. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I know I'm out.
Nope, we're good. Nope, you're right on. I'm going to try and limit it to like just two more minutes because we have a meeting scheduled for 7 o'clock. So Ron had his hand up, and Ron, if you can limit your comments to 1 minute, you've got it. But
I'm good for a minute.
You're on.
I'd like to just suggest an amendment to the way you're referring to this process and what you're trying to do. I don't think this is a salary that you're trying to determine. I think this is a compensation. And I think that it's if you use the word salary, everything that comes to my mind anyways is that you're paying for performance and you have measures of that performance. And you can quantify it. It's not a thing about being elected so much as to whether you can actually point to projects and completion. So my recommendation is I think it shouldn't be a salary, benefits, and retirement object of this commission. I think it's really the compensation that's justified by the amount of work that everybody does. And I look at it that way. You cannot, as the other gentleman just spoke, put the right amount of money as a manager that would manage and put in the hours that he referred to as examples and expect somebody to do that for $20,000. So,
Ron, thank you very much for your comments. I don't want to cut you short, but that's well, we appreciate your comments. It's well noted. And
thank you.
Mary Tribune, Mary. School Rodeo. I'll make it really quick. Just one quick question or actually request. This information for the salary, you would put the averages in the end. If there's any way you could use the median or add the median instead of the average, if the person who prepared it,
we can ask.
We can do that, but not right now.
Yeah,
right,
Jim. Right. Jim. Sure. Tim be asked to do that, Jim?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. So thank you all. And now
I'd like to make a motion to table this item. I mean, sure. Because this is on the agenda for this meeting. This is not it's not a separate public hearing. So
we
this
ended that meeting.
Yeah, it's a whole separate meeting.
There's a separate meeting.
No, that's agenda. Right. That's so, right. Yeah. See, I think
there's no action to be taken tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So this will go back to a subcommittee.
Yeah. I don't think it should go back to the subcommittee.
Well,
I think
it should go to the board.
To the board of selectmen, which that doesn't mean.
We can deliberate on that stuff.
I think that weeks. We really need to get this information on the website in a very clear banner, like the public hearing on the budget was done on the homepage. Public information session about first selectman salary. I agree with the comments here that it was not clear. And that should be followed by a link or direct information. All of this data should be put on there. And then I think we should have another public discussion about it, because I think that this conversation probably raised a lot more questions than, and we should have another public session about it.
That would be a decision of our next Board of Selectmen's meeting. So we can't make that decision tonight, just so you know. But thank you all. So we welcome you to stay here for the other fun session, and that's the Finance Committee meeting.
This meeting is going to be adjourned here. And if you want to be on the public hearing, you need to go to the other link.
Kathy, do you need me at that one as well?
Nope, you're all set. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.